This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Am I exempted from praying in a mosque because it is about a 10-minute walk and there is a huge stray dog issue at night? I also don't have any other transport. Brother Taha Asim from Pakistan. He's 16 years old. He's saying, am I exempted from praying in the mosque because the mosque is 10 minutes walk and at night time there are stray dogs, so am I exempted? Normally, the different opinion whether praying in the mosque is fard, but most of the schools of thought believe it's fard kifaya. Some say it is fard ayn, and some scholars like Imam Madhabi says, if you do not pray in the mosque without a valid reason, it is a Gunai Kabira. He lists it at 66 major sin in his book Kabair. I also agree that you should pray in the mosque 5 times a day. But according to hadith, there is a hadith in which a blind man Maktum asked the Prophet that because I am blind, I require a person to go to the mosque. Is it okay if I pray at home? Then the Prophet asks him that, can you hear the adhan? He said, yes. Then he says, answer the call. So based on that, if on a normal morning or night, if you can hear the adhan in your home, then you have to answer the call. So there's no difference of opinion regarding if you can hear the adhan and 10 minutes walk. I don't know the atmosphere, etc. It's a 10 minutes walk. I think most probably you can hear, because when I'm staying in Putrajaya, the mosque is even 15 minutes walk, and yet I can hear the adhan. So depending upon the atmosphere, surely in the morning and the night, if it's a 10 minutes walk, and if the loudspeaker is fine, I think you can easily hear the adhan. If you can hear the adhan, there is no excuse for you not to answer to the call of the prayer. Even irrespective of the stray dog, etc. There are many other people commuting on the road. And surely you can ask some of your Muslim colleagues who are close to you. Maybe if they have a transport, they can give you a lift. You should find a way that it's possible. If you can hear the adhan, it becomes the fard. Otherwise, according to me, even if you can't hear the adhan, see to it that you pray 5 times. You can't take a house far away and then say, because I can't hear the adhan, it's not a fard for me. See to it that you get a house close. Or even if it's far away, see to it that you pray 5 times a day. That's very important. So as far as you are concerned, it's better that you answer the call of the adhan that you hear. Hope that's the question.